The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is you do at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is that you do do, though, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you're doing that do with me. I thought it would be only smart to come in here this morning, open the phone lines, 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. And we can talk about the Prime Minister's address last evening. I want to say this, you know, I happen to have been a boy raised in the Church of God. And I know the Prime Minister is Catholic in faith and, what is that, evangelical in practice, I think he is, because he goes to one of those churches that have no denominational fixation, right? But I do know that he also happens to be a practicing Catholic. And last evening, it didn't really sound to me like the most honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minister. It actually sounded to me like the most holy, right, reverend Dr. Hubert Alexander Minister. I have no clue. Why would a speechwriter, in whatever their effort was, go on and on about the story of the Good Samaritan for almost, what was it, 4 minutes? I have a clip. I'm going to play the clip. So last evening really didn't give me any guidance. I'm not really sure where we are in the pandemic fight. The Prime Minister has opted to implore us to go and get vaccinated. And then out of the same mouth says, when the vaccinations get here, which means that I don't know if you can contend then that we aren't being our brother's keeper because we don't have the ability to be our brother's keeper because the government don't have the vaccine. That's what the truth is, right? And so I listened to him as he went on and on and on and on and on last evening. I think it was 39 minutes. I will commend him for making these speeches a little shorter than normal or as they have been, right? It sounded to me as though he was giving you an appraisal report of his administration estimation economically and how they've been able to rebound. There were some things in there that made me chuckle. The Prime Minister says that the Bahamas continues to trend, or the Bahamas is trending ahead of its other CARICOM and Caribbean counterparts in foreign direct investment. And I laughed at that, right? Because that's nothing new. The Bahamas has, and for about as long as the earth will remain, will be trending ahead of its Caribbean and CARICOM counterparts in the area of foreign direct investment. I mean, let's just take a look at what's happening recently in CARICOM and Caribbean countries. Caribbean people assassinate leaders of their country, right? Let's not pretend as though the Caribbean people that we live around aren't people like the Haitian people with a destable economy, like or with populations that just aren't as allowing of their government to carry out its mandate as, you know, as unimpeded as the Bahamian people. That's, I don't know if I can say that is as a consequence of the Free National Movement being the government. He also then went and talked a little bit about how the Bahamian dollar is standing steady as it has in recent times, and that they stand at some, I think it is $2.84 billion, I think it was, he talked about. And again, I don't really know if that is anything to credit to the handling of his administration in the pandemic. The Central Bank of the Bahamas is an autonomous body that is responsible for ensuring how those reserves are kept. And I don't really think the governor of Central Bank would just let a prime minister, you know, fritter away the money in the Central Bank because of the way our economy runs. So I'm not really sure what he was going for last night. I'm not really sure. I'm completely lost, actually. I didn't hear anything about the government's intentional, purposeful plan to grow capacity. But he did. And I have to give a speechwriter this. It was a wonderful tie-in for the sermon given by the most holy Right Reverend Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. It was a wonderful tie-in, though, to use the story of the Samaritan to tell me about what it is Samaritan's Purse is coming to do and how the Bahamas is again going to go and panhandle on the international community level and not negotiate like the regional leaders that we've been all of my life. We are going to go there and say to the people over at Samaritan's Purse, please, sir, could we beg a spot of bed and could we beg a ventilator? Because we just can't seem to take care of ourselves. If you'd be so kind to us, good sir, please bring us a tent for the lowly Negroes, because the Negroes are unable or incapable of building their own tents. And that's kind of what I heard from the Prime Minister last night. But, you know, people will say that my views are jaundiced. People will say that somehow I am anti-menace. To those people, I say that you all are Neanderthals. I just listen for what it is that I hear. And when I hear something that is worth talking about, I try to talk about it. But there's really nothing to talk about in the speech last evening. I listened to all 39 minutes of it. Nothing in there told me about the direction we're going in with regards to capacity building. Nothing in there told me what exactly is going to be our plan to continue to grow the one thing that is actually working, which is homeboarding, especially since there continues to be these hot pop-ups in Bimini. How are we going about building our capacity there? What is the plan for when or if there is an outbreak in a place like Exuma? How do we incorporate a plan there as well? They still haven't told me that. And so, you know, 39 minutes of my data that Alive got to charge me for as I live streamed the Prime Minister's address, only to feel as though I went to... I will give him this. The Prime Minister's speech was so theological in its basing, right? With the whole story of the Good Samaritan. It's 4 minutes. I'm going to let you all hear it. It's 4 minutes. And the only thing I thought was missing after the Prime Minister's speech was a closing benediction prayer by Deacon Jenkins of the Elders Board, who prays every Sunday, right? That is the only thing I thought should have come after the Prime Minister's address. So in case you missed it, I'm going to let you hear the part of the address that I thought that made me feel like I was at the closing sermon of Holy Convocation 1998 under the auspices of, I don't know who would have been the regional bishop then, but and that this was the convention sermon that I had listened to. And it was delivered by the Right Reverend Dr. Bishop Hubert Alexander Minnis. Let's go to the clip.
Bahamians. Over the last 6 month period, from January to June 2021, we have seen our revenue numbers beat their budget targets by tens of millions of dollars. This is after the revenue numbers had fallen substantially behind their budgeted numbers in the prior 6 months. I am pleased to advise that with still a few days left, the preliminary revenue numbers for the month of July are millions ahead of our budget projections. In fact, they are not far off the similar point in July 2019 before Hurricane Dorian and the pandemic. the recent revenue performance points to an economy regaining its footing. While we are still not back to full economic capacity, the Bahamas has set a course and is headed toward economic recovery. Dear brothers and sisters, as people of faith, we all know the Good Samaritan story from the Bible. A lawyer asks Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus responded with a powerful story in the Gospel of Luke. The man in the ditch was a traveler who was stripped of his clothing, beaten, and left half dead alongside the road. Both the Jewish priest and a Levite passed by. Both of them avoided the man who was in desperate need. They were indifferent to their neighbor. They left him, possibly to die. We might recall that during the time of Jesus, that the Samaritans and the Jewish people were sworn enemies. They despised each other. Yet, it was the Samaritan who came to rescue the man in the ditch. At the end of the story, Jesus commands and invites us, "Go and do likewise." It is the Samaritan who teaches us as a people of Christian faith, love, and charity about who our neighbors is, especially during this terrible pandemic. Neighbors help each other to live and to survive. Neighbors show compassion and mercy to those in need. We are more than fellow citizens. Bahamian families are tied together by blood and by history. We are connected through fellowship and kinship. We are a small country, a commonwealth, a family of islands. Our neighbors are people next door and down the street. Our neighbors are the healthcare and medical professionals putting their lives at risk to save our lives. Our neighbors are the police and defense force officers who serve us, the teachers who instruct our children, and the public officers and private sector citizens we work with. Our neighbors are those with whom we worship, with whom we socialize, and with whom we volunteer. The Samaritan sacrificed himself for his neighbor, who was a stranger. Today, our neighbors are at risk from COVID. Today, our neighbors are dying from COVID. I ask you, I plead with you, I beg you, in a spirit of love and unity, to get vaccinated, to protect and to save your life, and to protect and to save the life of your neighbor. I believe the Samaritan's Purse organization has come to our aid during Hurricane Dorian and during COVID-19, sees us as their neighbor. They go around the world offering the love of Jesus to those in need, especially during international disasters and crisis. In the spirit of the gospel and in keeping with the example and compassion of Samaritan's Purse, let us go and do likewise for our fellow Bahamians and neighbors. The more of us who become vaccinated, the more lives we can save. In this, we can truly be the body of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, we need your help at the critical hour. The government cannot do this alone. I cannot do this alone. To protect our economy and to get you and your neighbors and family members back to work, I need your help. To get schools reopened safely in September for our children, we need your help. To save your life and that of your neighbor, we need your help. Throughout this extraordinary and prolonged pandemic, we have instituted a variety of aggressive and comprehensive measures to protect and to save lives and livelihoods. We continue to adjust measures depending on the circumstances.
And I kind of feel like it is at that point that the choir ought to just get up and stand and sing, I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body, stand with me, agree with me, I love you, I need... I don't feel like I'm listening to a national address anymore. It's just, I don't know what it is. But I tell you what would really go good behind that national address, right? After the choir sings, I'm a Church of God boy. This is exactly how it would happen in the Church of God I grew up in. The choir would be singing, I need you to survive, because, you know, he's talking about who is... Turn to three people and say, who is my neighbor? Right? That's how Rev would say it. And then he would go to that little spiel there. The choir would get up and sing, I need you to survive. And then they would say, we'd now call Deacon Johnson to come and give us the closing out prayer. Deacon Johnson.
Y'all mind moaning a little bit?
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Somebody just tell God thank you for his goodness. Tell him thank you. Say thank you. You know he's been good to you. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I know. Let's pray, people. Let us pray to Almighty God tonight. Our Father and our God tonight. We meet you tonight with thanksgiving in our heart. And our mind still stayed on thee. Our Father, we meet you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love and kindness. You've been good to us all tonight, Lord. Not only have you been good just last night, but from the rocking of our cradles, Father, right down here in this present moment, you've been good to us, Lord. When we were sick and thought we wouldn't get well, you was our doctor, Lord. And tonight we have a story to tell. We can tell somebody. Whatever you need, turn it over to the Lord. And I know the Lord will supply tonight. But tonight, my Father, I'm just calling on you right now. Just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for making ways for me, Lord. Thank you for raising up me when I was down and out. Somebody may be listening to me right now, Lord. Maybe at a crossroad in their lives. May not know which direction to go in, Lord. But my mama told me a long time ago, if you hear my prayer, Lord, somebody will have a sense of direction. But Lord, please, Lord, why we join in prayer right now? Somebody needs you in their home tonight. Somebody needs you on their job tonight. Somebody needs you to walk with them. Somebody needs you to talk with them. Oh, Lord. The United States of America, Lord, we need you right now, Lord. We need you to take us by the hand of our weak mind. Lead and guide us and direct us in the way you would have us to go. Master, somebody got a son, somebody got a daughter. Don't know you in the free part of that sin. But I heard you say one day in your word, if you be lifted up from the earth, you draw men unto you. Oh, we're lifting you up right now. Somebody may come crying, I yield. And I can't hold out no longer. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Somebody tell God thank you tonight. Tell him thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for being finally baptized. I don't know what I would do tonight without you, Lord. But you know what you've done for me, Jesus? And not only me tonight, you did it for my brothers and sisters. You looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Spoke to our golden moment. Told them to roll on a little while longer. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's not my sister. It's not my brother. Ah, it's me. It's me. It's me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And then Lord and Mama used to say, in my growing up, when I go down to the end of this yard, when I can go in my room to come out no more, when you reach under my eyelids and pull down the blue curtain of death, when someone call me and I won't be able to no longer answer, when somebody call me Robert and I can't answer them, Lord, I don't know where I may be in a dying hour. But wherever I may be, I believe in my heart that you'll be there also. So close to me. So close to me. Until I can lean my head upon your breast. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen. Give God a hand of praise.
And then at this point, the moderator gets back up and says, please allow the pulpit. Please allow the pulpit to leave, the pulpit and the clergymen, you may leave. You can leave through the western door, all of the members of the elders board, you can leave through the western door as well. The choir, you can go through the back and please allow our dignitaries to leave. Thank you so much for coming to Convocation 1998. We look forward to seeing you at Convocation 1999. God is still in the miracle working business. That's how I felt after the national address last night. Y'all don't have to agree with me. I just given y'all the gospel of God and believing. I see the phone lines are open. Let's take a couple of calls. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can text me 4224796. Deacon Johnson.
It's not my mother. It's not my father. Not my sister. Not my brother.
Morning, caller, you're on.
Good morning, Levon. I'm Pastor Levon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Bravo, bravo, bravo. How masterly the devil quotes scriptures, eh? As a matter of fact, he could quote scripture better than me and you.
Oh, my goodness.
You understand? But the name, I called you to tell you the name of that church. Mm-hmm. The most honorable reverend was preaching from last night. The name of that church is Bedside Baptist.
Bedside Missionary? Missionary Baptist?
Bedside Missionary Baptist Church with Reverend Pillar and Sister Shee.
Okay. And the person that was exegeting the text for us was the most holy, right, Reverend Dr. Bishop. Hubert Alexander Mills.
Bradley, man, you got me cracking everything.
Thank you very much, Connor.
You hit the nail on the head, though. You're right. It's right on the line. And for those of us who got a little bit of sense to see exactly what's happening, why the Reverend was on his knees begging and pleading for all of these things. He even ain't checking for no lockdown and us no more, because it's obvious that the moneyed men around the world tell him, man, in order to get money from us again, you got to get your house in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw him giving himself a report card assessment. And like I said, most of the things that you talk about the Bahamas outpacing Caribbean countries in foreign investment. That's nothing new. You talk about You talked about our dollar value peg. Well, that's nothing new, nor do I think you have major rules over it.
Yeah, that's what it's in them, you see?
Yeah, those things are not because of your administration. I mean, Brownie could have been the prime minister. I believe those things would still be the case.
Exactly. You ever hear the fella with fishing in front of the wall preaching like that? You know something got to be wrong, right?
I feel like that was his best sermon. You ever? I don't know which affiliation you are in the Christian church, but when you go to Church of God, right, they usually have annual convocation. That's what they have, right? And when they have that, that's when the big dogs has come to preach. Like, not no little fellas.
I used to go to the Anglican church and tell, one Sunday I gone inside there, man, and all I see on the altar was a bunch of faggots. But anyway,
thank you for calling, caller. 323-623-2323-2543-16. 3254-259. And Ali, listen, when it's convocation, bishop them come out to preach. And Sunday, whoever get the 3 o'clock spot on Sunday, that's big preaching, right? That's big, big, big preaching. And that's how I felt last night watching the Prime Minister's National Address. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. Ron.
Good morning, Levon.
Hey, Robert.
Let me see if you're sharp. Now, our beleaguered Dr. Prime Minister looked straight ahead. Mm-hmm. What was he doing?
Reading the teleprompter.
Yes, for the first time. But he has people who have to live, he has to learn some of the speech. Or he can look around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he like to wake. You must learn part of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't look so fakey.
Mm-hmm.
He's just straight ahead, line for line, verbatim. Line, no man, that don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
Learn part of your speech, sir, so you don't look so fakey. Listen. Between him and Biden, there is a vibe. I don't know the beast. Remember, Biden met with Christie. Biden told Christie to go with Power Source.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes and about 10 things around. The Congress, they begged Rick Scarton, the senators, and begged Biden to send us some vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Biden sucky deep. Biden sent 500,000 vaccine to Haiti last week.
Mm.
And I think tomorrow, they go vaccine, they stop here. Mm-hmm. And the people who are building new things,
mm-hmm.
so they are flying vaccine to tomorrow here for speak to do their stuff. Why Biden is dissing us? Why? Why ain't it? I guess.
Well, I don't know. I feel like America has been shafting us for about 10 years now. We haven't had an ambassador, so I don't really know if it's just Biden. It's been a long, long. I don't know. Our enduring friendship must be failing. This is his great show as usual. I would like to criticize 2 points from the Prime Minister that the Prime Minister made last night. One, he said he don't like needles, but it don't hurt. What needle you know don't hurt? And two, he said the government made millions of dollars. I would not announce that because you know the civil servants will want their money because no excuse. He bragging the government got it like that. Okay, next text right here says, Miller, man, please don't play the Good Samaritan excerpt. Miller, please. But if you must, don't play the whole thing. Listening to that is not easy on my ears, bro. Well, I didn't play the whole thing, but I needed to get to the part. You know, preachers have this thing called high gear, right? And so I needed to take you to the piece where Minas was up in the most holy, right Reverend Dr. Bishop, Dr. Hubert Minas. He was up in high gear. You must be your brother's keeper. Who is my neighbor? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, who is my neighbor? And then the choir start in the background, right? When I look over at the Samaritan's purse, I say, is this my neighbor? I see the policeman on the corner and I say to God, is this my neighbor? When I look at the defense force officer, I say, is this, who is my neighbor, right? So we get to that piece and then boom, if you are my neighbor, take the vaccine. Touch another 3 people all over this building, wherever you are, and say, neighbor, take the vaccine. And so now that he get us up in high gear, boom. The choir come, they close us over, the closing hymn, Deacon Johnson come, and Deacon Johnson give us, you know, that kind of benediction prayer. That's exactly how I felt listening to the thing last night. Mr. Miller, the summary of the BM speech, take the vaccine, take the vaccine, take the vaccine, take the vaccine, come forward now to take the vaccine. Basically, this one here says, leaving the great F&M, two straight, maybe four. Okay. Two straight what, though? Because if you all lose this time and lose the next time, that'll be two straight too. You got to watch the English language. Morning, Levin. Why this so-called prime minister just don't do the Bahamian people a favor and just resign or dissolve the House of Parliament so we can kick him out and this lousy government past the curve. Okay. 323-6232-3254-316-3254-259. You can call me. We can talk about it. Leaving budget up by millions, but we begging and borrowing for vaccine and beds. They prefer to continue building sidewalks, but not pay doctors and nurses. Idiots. You got to watch your narrative. These speech writers, don't let them get you in problems. See, and I learned this at a time in my life when I worked for Darren Enfield. He was the public relations officer of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. You can write whatever you want in the speech, you know, mister. Then you got to take the speech to the boss and give him a red pen and say, Chief, scorch up the pieces you don't like. And you let him scorch it up 1,000 times, you go back and you write it again. When you finish that, you got to carry it back to him and say, Chief, scorch that one up. And it take about 6 or 7 set of scorching up before we get a message that you should be comfortable coming out here with. You can't pick up your speech when you reach in the car to the building where you're going to give it. That ain't going to work for you. If the prime minister believe a neighbor is a neighbor, that means he should practice open borders. Huh? Good morning. Our prime minister doesn't believe in God. Jesus. There were no pharmacies in the Bible days. They relied on bush medicine. Who is this man? He only cares about winning an election. That's why he don't want to lock down. He wants people to get sick and die so others can take this experimental drug. That is an interesting position, text writer. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Layman.
Hey, how you doing?
That's an interesting text. But it sounds like it's getting a part of that man's brain.
I don't know.
You know, I didn't listen to him at all last night because, like I said, I went to sleep.
Okay.
You know, because I didn't want to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, man. You got my type of music and sermon on this radio, man. I got to listen to that thing for the rest of the day. You know? but I'm sure he didn't sound like that. Because this man, I shouldn't judge him. But, you know, because when a man and God do reconcile, the most wonderful things come out of him because that's what God does.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But he has got to believe that God can do it, and not him alone. Because if you anoint yourself the most honorable, and then you can believe it, and then you can fight to keep it, and all that type of stuff, you only want power. He didn't, you know, what happened to Nebuchadnezzar.
Probably not.
He ate grass before he died.
Yeah.
He also didn't hear what happened to Pharaoh or Herod the king. Okay? You see, these fellas, they think God is some tool. You just pick up and play with. But God will show him. Trust me, God will show him.
Well, we'll see.
I'm the one. You just want to keep it on, and you stay strong. And let's pull for them two people from Boys Island and from Cat Island this afternoon that they win them race.
Okay, appreciate you.
That's where our motivation comes from today.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
323-6232-3254-316-3254-259. Text right here says, Dr. Minutes, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde, personality switches should be familiar to all of us. 2 days ago, he was ready to go through all unvaccinated persons on a deserted island. He wanted to throw all unvaccinated persons on a deserted key down south without food and water. He was then widely chastised for his pandemic speech, and now he's the repentant sinner. Just wait. Jekyll will soon come. This one here says, it's Dr. Minutes with pledging to apologize to Daniel Ferguson, the procurement specialist that he publicly denigrated from his parliamentary chair, and to further stop his petty vendettas against persons he perceives as talking bad about the government. What does this one say? Oh, he pulled out the I can't do it alone line. He did say that. I need your help. That's why I tell you, the choir would get up and say, Bishop would say, choir, will you stand for me? And the choir would instantly, as they stood to their feet, they would start singing, I need you, you need me, you need me. We're all a part of God. Stand with me, stand with me, agree with me, agree with me. I love you. I love you. I need you to. Deacon Johnson, come for us, please. And Deacon Johnson would walk up and bam, there would be the closing. That's kind of how it went in the churches I went to. Let's go. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Let's take the call. 323-6232-3254-316-3254-259. Hello, caller. You're on.
Hey. Morning, neighbor. I say, neighbor, have you gotten your shot yet? Neighbor. I said,
oh, yeah.
Did you see that your mother got a shot yet?
And neighbor? Your daddy and your auntie.
Hey, Levi, I'm playing this with you. You is a chameleon, man. I don't want to. You ain't gonna starve in life, man. Because you could do anything, man. You are simply the best, man.
Appreciate you, Carla.
Simply the best, man. You really just keep us laughing up here, buddy.
Appreciate it so much.
Thank you for what you do, buddy.
Thank you for calling. 323-623-2352-4316-325-4259. Caller, you're on. Caller, there?
Hey, Levon, how you doing?
How you good, Antoine? What's up?
How you doing, man? Good morning. Just Jesus. To say, relating to the Prime Minister's communication last night, that was a complete waste of time. That was not a national address. He provided no important information as to the way forward, mm-hmm. and he provided no solutions as to how we're going to get out of this. I mean, I agree with my leader entirely when he says we have went from a pandemic to a catastrophe. He has provided no leadership, no inspiration. All that seemed like the swimming on the blocks, Johnson, to try and influence people as though they are trying to do something when they're actually doing nothing with the full authority, power, and finance control that they have in this country. They need to go. They need to get out of our parliament, all of them, like yesterday. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Anton. That ad was paid for by the Progressive Liberal Party. I can't wait till I could get somebody to say that at the end of Anton's spiels. Like, I want Anton, I want to give Anton 45 seconds because he doesn't need to breathe. He could actually just go for 45 seconds without breath. And then he goes on the spiel for 45 seconds. And in the end, I kind of want a guy that comes and says, that ad was paid for by the Progressive Liberal Party. Anton, see if you can work on that for me. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you're up.
Hi, good morning, Levon. How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Awesome. Good afternoon to the nation. Listen, Levon, tell the Prime Minister we will believe his good neighbor story when he stops lying on the PLC, stop bashing Brave, and when he starts defending the Bahamian people and stop trying to take everything away from us, including the people right now who fight for their monies and stuff that they can't get. Tell the people believe his good neighbor story then. Okay? Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, maybe he don't think Brave is his neighbor. That's the So maybe he think that the rest of y'all is his neighbor, but not Brave. Everybody except for Brave. All right, this one here, let's read a couple of these text messages. This text here says, that's exactly how the Prime Minister's address was. Honestly, it wasn't even convincing compared to U.S. reporters that actually have visual examples and aids to complement their news reports. But nope, not him. This one says, wow, this is kind of long. I heard we are going to concentrate on health and on the economy side. Our reserves are healthy, over $1 billion, and the revenue are above expectation. Good news, eh? So he touched health and economy. We hear what we want to hear. Okay. Except for when you consider the factors that his administration has no control over the peg. Like, literally, that central bank won't let him collapse the economy. You know, by removing the money out of the reserves, like that just won't happen. And you say that, again, we are leading our CARICOM and Caribbean counterparts with investments from foreign direct investors. That's nothing new. That is what the case will forever be. We operate one of the largest economies in the hemisphere. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Do you smoke? I feel like, yeah. I don't know. What is the next question? Because I don't like to lie. I like to make sure I know what the real question is. And I feel like that is a preliminary question. And I don't really answer preliminary questions. You could just take me to what the real question is. And then I can answer that for you. Levon, Reverend Dr. Hubert Minnis is His Most Grace Bishop, Holiness, and All-Knowing. When are elections going to be? Ha, boy. Can you tell me the difference between the Delta variant, the Alpha variant, and regular COVID? Is there a medical test that determines the difference as well? I don't think there's a medical test that tells the difference. What I know is I think the way that the vaccine has responded, they have noticed that the virus has kind of morphed. And in those cases, whether it is the Delta variant or the Alpha variant, the vaccine responds to it differently. Good morning. Please tell the Prime Minister to please resign and never surface again. Mr. Miller, BPL employees don't care about this country. They didn't miss a payday during the lockdowns while most Bahamians were laid off and couldn't pay rent or buy grocery. Now they want more money. No shame and no heart. 323-622-3225-4316-325-4259. You can call me. We can talk about it. You don't have to agree with me. I'm perfectly fine with people not agreeing with me. I come from a very big family. We just row and curse each other all the time. So if you want to row and curse me out, that's perfectly fine. Mr. Miller, they sold the point to the Chinese. That's a slap in the face of the U.S. How are they going to sell the Chinese property across from the U.S. embassy and think it could be cool? Well, I don't know. Levin, you are the best. Thank you very much. I think you're very kind. Levin, I swear I love you. That happens to be a different text writer. Text writer, I love you too. Thank you so much. I think you're very kind. This here says, Miller man, please don't play that Good Samaritan. I read that already. Miller, imagine hiring a plumber or carpenter and them telling you the work too hard and they need your help. Leave if the work is too hard for you. I don't disagree with that at all. I continue to tell people governance shouldn't be easy. If governance were easy, I could get, and I really like Potcake, but we could go and get Potcake to do it. Because I don't know if you ever noticed, Potcake looked like Chill Bill from over the hill. Most times I see Potcake, he's lying prostrate in the cool of a shaded tree somewhere in the distance. Like, Potcake don't look like he interested in hard things at all. That's my guy. I really like him. But if you're looking for a guy that likes easy things, I think Potcake is your guy. And if running the country was going to be easy, then we didn't need all these fellas with all these degrees who've been to all these college and, you know, the London trained lawyers, although Carl Bethel has completely obliterated what it means to be a London trained lawyer. Like, back in the day, when I was growing up, people would say, oh, do you know he's a London trained lawyer? And it was like saying the word Mufasa, right? Like, instantly you'd get, like, shivers down your spine, right? London trained lawyer, whoo. And then you consider the fact that Carl Bethel is a London trained lawyer, and you say to yourself, well, wait now. What exactly does that mean, right? Anyway, that's my music. I'm going to a break. Don't move. It's Levin Miller. I'm Unleashed on your radio. I'll be right back.
Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough.
As a registered nurse, I face an increased risk of exposure to the COVID-19 virus. There are times when I have been deployed to the Lindenpindling International Airport during the pandemic, and I have been able to provide care for our visitors, guests, and returning residents and citizens, as well as airport staff. I am also fortunate to provide care to the elderly and others who are considered high risk for severe COVID illness. Patients put their trust in me as a caregiver, and this was the deciding factor for me to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I did the research. I weighed the risk of vaccination versus the risk of serious illness, and it only made sense to be fully vaccinated. My vaccination doesn't just protect me against serious illness or death. It protects my patients, and it also protects my 89-year-old mother. As a frontline health worker, I urge you to get vaccinated. Together, we can fight the spread of COVID-19 in the Bahamas.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the 242, the count depends on you. So tell Tita, go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours.
Thank you so much for staying with me. Levin Miller is here. I'm Unleashed on your radio. Thank you for joining me. Let's get a couple of these text messages in. It says, Levin, I feel the spirit moving. I'm going up to the altar now. I need to repent. Yes, I'll take the vaccine. What? Ain't no vaccines in the country? And you're very correct, which was the laughable thing for me, right? Because it is the neighborly thing to do, to be sure that if you're going to go to your neighbor, that you are vaccinated. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, take the vaccine. Neighbor, take the vaccine. Now touch your other neighbor and say, neighbor, they ain't got no vaccine. All right, let's move on. Yeah, you gotta, if you're gonna preach the sermon, Rev, you gotta make sure the text line up. All right, let's go a little further. This here says, hi, Levin, I have Shawnee Miller with two medals, not necessarily any goals because of the time, The races for the double, Gardner, a definite medal, hopefully a gold. Okay. This one asks if I smoke weed. No, I do not. I do not smoke marijuana any at all, actually. Leaving all, I don't eat it either, nor do I drink it. Leaving all the investments we see happening today are things the BLB started, this F&M signed a lot of stuff, but we don't see no new investments. Call the election. This one here says, and I guess he touched the scripture because people in the Bahamas like to quote scripture, so he touched all three critical areas. Briefly, our country is in a crisis, not the political parties. We need to band together and try to get our country healthy by doing our part as citizens. And I want to make sure I stick a pin right there, because I also thought that it was disingenuous of the prime minister to suggest that anybody that was telling you not to take the vaccine was doing so in a fake news kind of fashion. I have been saying that I'm not taking the vaccine, and I have not offered a single piece of fake news. I've not taken the vaccine, nor do I encourage people like myself, who are people that are healthy and nothing wrong with me, from taking the vaccine, because the vaccine is not an approved drug. If the CDC believes that I should take it, then they should bet their chips and approve the drug. And if they approve the drug, I will take it. Until such time, the only time in my life that I call a fire engine is when the house is on fire. The only time that I take an ambulance downtown is when someone has a heart attack. Those are what I consider emergencies. I am not in an emergency. And if you are not in an emergency, then I implore you as well to not take it until you're in an emergency situation. What is fake news about that? So to suggest that anyone that doesn't, you must see Paul. Only Paul once say, if anyone preaches a gospel to you different from the one that I preach, curse him in the road. Only Paul once say that. Whether it be man or angel, if anybody else preaches a different gospel, you curse them. That's what Paul say. This fella must see Paul. Because I don't understand how, if I disagree with you, we have to be disagreeable about it. That doesn't make sense to me. And I don't see the unity in that message there. Let's take one more call, Ali. Good morning, Carl. You're on.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, 52.
Yeah, very bright guy you are, you know. I think you should know that by now. But listen, Jesus never lied, right? And so the thing is, I wanted to explain something to you. You was like almost right about the morphology, right? The changing of the shape of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you call a phenotype. But the genotype is not so much the morphology. But what happens is, see, because so many people are underread in this field, they don't know what to ask the professionals. The question is, there's an international proteome database or protein database of sequences of viruses that they identify by the sequence of amino acids. That's all they are, protein amino acids, a bunch of monomers that make up polymers. It's simple, you know. But the thing is, of course I'm ignorant and I don't know anything, and I'm spreading fake news by just learning what I can from professionals like Dr. Dolores Cahill, who was a part of constructing the International Protein Database. That's how viruses are identified,
yeah,
from their protein sequences. All right? It's simple, man. But the thing is, I want to know how they know the Delta variant is here if we don't have a DNA sequencer. So the question is, do we have access to the International Database? And these protein sequences must be disclosed as they are discovered and sequenced. Have a good day, man.
Appreciate it, 52. Yeah. Let me see if I can knock a couple more of these out. Miller, what is hard about making decisions, especially when you have consultants shingling a high-pitched roof two stories, is hard, bro. Not being an MP, nothing is hard about that. Even why did Minister let Papa appoint him to this big political job, and it's obvious that he's over his head. Even you see last night, no question and answer, he read his prepared script and left. We in big trouble as a country. This one here says, I got everything I wanted to hear from the Prime Minister's speech, update on health improvements, update on the economy, and was inspired to know I have a Prime Minister who fears and acknowledges the Lord. I'm happy for you, text writer. I want to know if people stop dying from cancer, AIDS, diabetes, etc. So every day, every death is now COVID-19. The powers to be aren't being honest with the people. Telling us that cases are increasing is a scare tactic to take the vaccine. I'm not sure if that is accurate or if I support that, but I will say that, you know, not everybody that says they won't take the vaccine is lying or using fake news. And I think to do that there is what you call fear-mongering and demagoguery. And I don't like when people practice it on me. Levin, you have me screaming in here with laughter. If you don't laugh, you will cry. I prefer to laugh. I'm happy that I'm able to do that for you, caller. This one here says, the word is unstable, not disstable. We cool. I'm so sick of 52. 52 has good information, though. I mean, it's kind of over your head sometimes. It's a lot to digest, right? But you will find that if you sift through it, there is good information to be had there. I almost feel like I should call Deacon Johnson back to do the benediction, though. We don't have time for that. I hopefully you enjoyed the show this morning. I try to make sure that I help you all get through some of the stuff. Anyway, that's my music, so that's my time. I'm Levan Miller. I was Unleashed on your radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. I've promised they've got the news, and it's next.
Job tonight. Somebody needs you to walk with them. Somebody needs you to talk with them. Lord, the United States of America, Lord. We